Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to another run coaching session with the Milestone Pursuit podcast. With me, and I'm Steve, and I'm here with you, running along with you. I'll be running the session. You just need to download it and run along with me. If you want, you don't have to. Do what you want, can't you? But you're here now, so you might as well. What have you got to lose? Give it a go. Okay, it is Monday, the 16th of November. What have we got today? Well, oops, I'm just going downhill. We have got a bit of a mixed bag today. We are doing some fast reps and we're doing some steady reps. Ooh, just turning a slippy slidey corner. Okay, there we go. Right, so we're going to do 2 minutes hard and then have 2 minutes rest. We're then going to do 10 minutes at a comfortably hard pace, 2 minutes rest, 2 minutes hard, 2 minutes rest, 8 minutes at your comfortably hard pace, 2 minutes rest, and then 2 minutes hard again. End. So those comfortably hard paces want to be that pace where you run out, where you don't feel the burn in your legs or your lungs. But if you went any faster, or if you went up any kind of incline, as I'm just about to do, then you would. So we'll just jog for a bit, a little bit of preamble. Morning. And then we'll get into a warm up and then we'll get into the session. I've got some funny looks as well. It's morning already. Going past people. Going, who's that guy? What's that guy? Who's he talking to? Crazy loon. And that's probably that fair. Talking to himself as he's running along. So, as I say, it's Monday the 16th. I think we're about 2 weeks into this new lockdown. A bit more, is it? Came in, yeah, it's 2.5 weeks, isn't it? Came in on Thursday. I think at the end of October. Lost a little bit of track, to be honest. It feels like we've got, in theory, we've got 2 more weeks to go. I think. Let's see what happens. But it also feels like it's getting a bit hard, isn't it? This definitely feels to me, my experience of it this time round, is it's a bit easier than the first lockdown. The rules are obviously less restrictive. We're probably all panicking a bit less about COVID. And we're all more used to knowing or doing what we need to do. But for me, the issues in this middle bit are a little bit about boredom, a bit of isolation. Also, and I say this with much love, just being stuck with the family the whole time, stuck with the same people, it gets a bit hard, doesn't it? And like everything in life, I'm able to look at running and draw some metaphors and some parallels and think about things, and I always think about, which I've talked about before, breaking things into thirds. I always think in a session or a race, or in fact any kind of run really, the first third always feels okay, a bit of early enthusiasm, a bit of energy, feeling good. The final third feels okay, and it's all hard by then, but you know it's not going to be over soon, so it's manageable. The end is in sight. It's the middle bit where it gets hard, but that early enthusiasm has gone and the end is not in sight. And in this one, the end's not in sight because we just don't know, do we? We don't know if it's going to be December the 2nd or whatever it was, or whether it's going to extend. One thing we can be sure on is that it won't be life back to normal from December the 2nd. So what's it going to look like? We don't know. And it's quite hard. So we're kind of stuck again in this holding pattern. Feels like it's May again, I guess. So just a few things I've been thinking about in the context of that middle bit of a program and a bit of life being hard. What can we do to help ourselves get through it? And I wrote down five things. And this is in the context of running and running training. And imagine you're going through a program. It's not a race. It's an 8, 10, 12, 16 week program, whatever it is, and you're in the middle bit and it's starting to get hard. You're in that middle third. It's starting to get harder to get out the door. Fatigue and stuff is setting in, a bit of boredom perhaps, all that stuff. So here are the five things to keep us going. Obviously normally I would talk about discipline in this, I thought I'd change it up a little bit and today talk about five things. So the first one is creating habits. So habits are weird things. They become habits, don't they? And then habits become habits. So create a routine and structure that you can then, you know, you can turn into a habit. That could be leaving the shoes by the door. It could be making sure you know which days of the week are going to be the days you exercise. It could be putting a morning routine in, an evening routine, a lunchtime routine, whatever you think is going to enable you to continue. And that's, you know, as I'm saying all of these things, they apply to running, but they can also apply to the way we live our life at the moment. So create habits, create routines, keep yourself going. The second one is creating games. Game what you're doing. Create some systems, some processes, some new ways of working that are fun. Like gaming could be do something new every day or every week. In running, it could be running a different route. It could be stealing a Strava crown. It could be becoming a local Strava legend. Through the mud. I'll go through the mud. They weren't sure which way I was going to go. You could give yourself some points, a reward system of some description. Something to look forward to at the end of a hard session or a hard week. And you could set yourself little targets along the way. How many miles do I want to cover in a week, in a 4-day period, perhaps in a 10-day period? So spice it all up. Spice up your life. Spice Girls once said, with a bit of gaming. Game up your training, game up your life. Okay, the third one, I love this one, applies to anything. It's getting a bit tedious, go for a walk. If you're struggling to get yourself out the door in your run training, put your run clothes on, but just go for a walk instead. Don't worry about the running bit. If you don't feel like running when you're out, great. But just get yourself out the door. Change your environment. The fourth one is really important, is to forgive yourself. It's busy through here. It's to forgive yourself for feeling like you can't get out, for finding it hard, for maybe missing a session, for maybe not being on top form, for maybe closing down that Zoom call 15 minutes early because you were getting bored. And forgive yourself for all of those things and own them. So I always think if you miss a run training session, don't feel guilty, own it. Say to yourself, this is a rest day. I'm taking a rest day. This is not me being controlled by any lack of energy or mojo. This is me taking a rest day. And that's a completely different mental approach. It's your one you're in control of, rather than being controlled by. And then lastly, is use your community. We're all feeling the same sort of thing. It's all a bit hard for us. Some people less than others, some people more than others. Some days better than others. But we're all feeling out of sync in one way or another, at one point or another. And we're all here. And in running, there is no more encouraging community than the running community, wherever you choose to source it. There's loads of people. Wow, thank you. Two people just literally made me move away from the middle of the path so I could run through. Morning. Yes, in running, wherever you choose it to be, there's a very supportive community of people who encourage each other on. So use it. And the same is true in life. Use the people around you to support you. Okay. Interesting little diversion on our warm-up preamble. Some thoughts and ideas on how to cope with this no man's land that we sort of find ourselves in, and may well do for a little while, who knows. Oh, another little hill. Oh, okay, ready for warm up. I'm at the Epping Forest Visitor Centre at High Beach for warm up today, and I'm feeling a bit groggy. So let's see how this goes. Okay, so warm up today. Going straight into 2 minute reps at a decent lick. So we're going to do 6 strides today. 50 metres or so, normal stuff. Maybe a little bit longer. Go on my timings and my distances if you want. Drills and exercise on the way back. So I'm running in one direction, around a little bend actually, running in one direction, and then little exercises on the way back. Can't say One Direction these days without thinking of Harry Styles. A bit random. Right. Okay, off we go. Number one, stride it out. Get the knees up. Good. And we'll hold it there. And we're going to walk back on our tiptoes. How many times have we done this now? Tiptoes. And rock back onto your heels. Straight leg, curling your toes up towards your knees. And back onto your tiptoes. And rock onto your heels. And once more onto your tiptoes. And back onto your heels. And we'll just jog through where we started. Just somewhere about here. Okay, get ourselves into our mindset now. Off we go, number two. We're here to exercise, we're here to work out. And hold it there. And walking lunges. Nice big stride. Rear knee down towards the ground, hips and knees facing forwards. Five or six on each leg. Couple more. Good. And then we're going to do some hamstring swings, three or four swings on one leg. Can't do both legs at once, obviously. Not unless you've got some parallel bars. And switch legs. And back to the first one again. And back to the second one. And we're going to move into internal hip rotation. So I'm going to start with my right knee going out to 3 o'clock on the clock face and over and round to the 12. So it's up and over. Keep walking forwards, a few paces. Let's open up those hips, those really stiff, tight hips in my case, as usual. Okay, a few more. Good. Okay, let's go into number three. Off we go. Good, and hold it there. Okay, let's go dynamic now. We're going to go straight into high knees today. High knees, thighs up. Knees up, thighs parallel to the ground, tips of the toes, balls of the feet. And jog. Good. And relax. And turn around, and we go again. Number four. Opening up the legs a bit now. Good. And we'll hold it there. And on the way back, we're going to do high knees again. Exactly the same, this time a little bit faster. So off we go. High knees. Fast, 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 fast. Get them up and down. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Usual stuff. Oh, my car key falling out of my pocket. Okay. And jog, if you haven't stopped already, like me, to pick up your car key. Okay. And number five. When we're ready, off we go. Open it up. Arms back, hips high, stay tall. Good, hold it there. And we're now going into heel flicks. But we're going to keep our heels, we're going to try and flick our buns with our heels, but not with our fingers, and we're keeping our hands normal, and we are bringing our knees through as well. So it's not like heel flicks with your knees down, it's heel flicks with knees up. So try and get your heels tucked underneath your bum with your knees coming up. Get things rotating nicely at the hip. Minimise contact time with the ground and relax. And the last one of these. When you're ready, take it away. Open it up now. Get yourself ready. One more heel flicks with knees up, and again this time we're going to go faster. Off we go. Heels up, knees up, heels up, knees up, heels up, knees up, heels up, knees up. Fast, 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 fast. Get them up and down, up and down, up and down. Good. Whew. And hold it there. Pause for breath. Start to get yourself set. Do what you need to do. And we're going into a 2-minute rep. Shoelaces sorted. Get your hair in a bun, or whatever it is you do with your hair. And we're going into 2 minutes. Well, these cars have gone. Okay, we're going to go after this van in about 10 seconds or so. Oh, there's so much room. It's crazy. Go for it. Okay, we're good to go. 2 minutes, as hard as you can. In 5, 3, 2, 1, go. All those principles apply. That we talk about all the time. So hips up, elbows back, knees through, heels up. Work hard, 2 minutes. And there's 2 minutes rest at the end. Work. Got 40 seconds left. Last 20. And hold it there, 2 minutes. Well done. Take a breath. 2 minutes rest. Oh, good work. So we're now going to go into 10 minutes, but a comfortably hard pace. So this is not all out by any stretch. And as you discovered with that 2 minutes, it's hard to maintain all out or as hard as you can for any length of time beyond about 10 seconds. So this is dialing it right back. It's comfortably hard. This isn't easy, it's not a jog, but nor is it that heart pounding, chest thumping, leg screaming kind of a pace. So ideally where we want to be is at the point where you're not feeling the burn in your legs or your lungs, but if you went any quicker you would. Or if you went any up, if you went up any kind of incline, you would. Okay, we've got about 30 seconds. So it's going to be 10 minutes, nice and controlled. Okay, we've got 10 seconds. Five, three, two, one, go. So now 10 minutes, nice and controlled. Keep it smooth, think smooth and relaxed, but not easy. And get your head up and take it all in. Smooth and relaxed. Excuse me. Nice and controlled. Coming up to a gate. That's going to slow my rhythm. Open the gate. And over we go. Well done. Smooth and controlled. Just made it past the Porsche. Okay, we've done 3.5 minutes or so. Keep it relaxed and smooth. Okay, 4 minutes done. For the next minute or so, let's focus on your hips. Let's get them up and forwards. So remind ourselves of how important that hip position is, for it allows your knees to drive through and it creates length in your legs. Slightly uphill now. So I'm going to hold the rhythm, but dial back on the pace if I can. Good. Keep focusing on those hips. Okay, we're over 6 minutes in. Let's think about our head position. Get up and forwards. Look ahead of you. Relax your neck. Relax your shoulders. But keep everything else controlled and smooth. Doing well. Stay with it now. Keep looking ahead. Keep it controlled. Past 8 minutes, well done. Final 2 minutes. Stay in control. Get your knees through and up. Good. 1 more minute. Coming to the road now. Interrupting my rhythm a little. Last 30 seconds. And we are done. 10 minutes. Well done. Hold it there. 2 minutes rest. Oh, good work. So all about holding a pace on the edge of that painful area of lung burning, leg burning. So it's comfortable. Well, it's hard, but it's comfortable, if that's not a contradiction in terms. An oxymoron. A something moron, anyway. Okay, I'm in the Thaden Boys section of the loop now. I come from High Beach. Around to Thaden Boys, the Thaden Boys section, between there and Epping, really. It's a bit open, there's bracken everywhere. It's got kind of really rusty colour. That'd be the best way I can think of describing it. Very nice. Okay, we've got about 40 seconds. We're going again into a fast 2 minute rep. Two minutes all out, and I've got multiple Arizona on my right and undulation Mississippi on my left. I'm going to go undulations for the 2 minutes hard. All right. Hiya. Okay, we're good to go. Got 10 seconds, I'll give you a little bit of extra. I was watching some runners go by. Going in 5, 3, 2, 1, go. This is 2 minutes now. Hard effort, as hard as you can. Work it now. Get those elbows tucked back. Hips up again. Heels up. Keep working. Downhill. We'll go this way. Oh, traffic jam. Forty seconds, come on. Last 20. Good. Hold it there. 2 minutes. Good work. 2 minutes rest. Hiya, you alright? Good. Oh, so the end of the 2 minutes, we're going into 8 minutes at that comfortably hard pace. Oh, I got halfway through my undulations. Oh. Okay, so loop back round for me, 8 minutes, probably a little road crossing, definitely uphill, he says, putting his excuses in early, a bit undulating to start with, and then a little bit of a steep incline, and then a gradual one. Good workout. Got about 40 seconds before we go. Get your breaths in. Get yourself ready, do what you need to do. There's one more interval at the end of this 8 minute rep and then a 2 minute rep at the end. Okay, we have got 10 seconds. Remember, it's comfortably hard. Relaxed and smooth, going in 5, 3, 2, 1, go. Relaxed and smooth, 8 minutes. Don't let yourself get into that zone where it feels uncomfortably hard. Save that for the last 2 minutes. Slightly uphill there. Loads of dog walkers around this part. Morning. Relaxed and smooth. Steeper incline now. Holding on to my rhythm, dropping the pace. Okay, flattening out a little. And we're 2 minutes in. Good work. Okay, coming into the gradual uphill now. Morning. And on we go. Keep it relaxed and smooth. Heavy in the breathing. He's back. 4 minutes in. Next minute or so, focus on your hips again. Get them nice and high. Relaxed and smooth. Okay, let's move on to our head position. Let's get our head up and looking forwards. Eyes on the prize. Get them up. Create length in your spine. Height in your hips. Good, less than 2 minutes to go. We're going to have to cross the road. It's clear, beautiful. Okay, inside the last minute now, head up. elbows back now. Keep it relaxed and smooth. Seconds. And we can hold it there. Well done. 8 minutes of controlled, relaxed running. Breathe it in. 2 minutes rest. And then we're going to go for 2 minutes of wildly out of control running. Breathe it in. 2 minutes to go. Okay. Good work. A bit of a shoelace malfunction in that rep. Decided to crack on. But now I'm going to fix it. And then we always feel the need to do the other one. As soon as you do one, the other one feels too loose. Good. Oh. Okay, you've got about 45 seconds and we're going again for a final 2 minutes, and I've left myself with all of it, I think. Maybe the end bit will be uphill, but virtually all of it's downhill. Happy days. Happy days for me, at any rate. So no excuses, 20 seconds to go. Okay, we're going in 10. Switch on now. Forget those birds singing. We're going in 5, 3, 2, 1, go. Last 2 minutes of effort. Come on. Let's put it in now. Elbows back. Heels up. Knees up. Good work. Come on then. Keep putting it in. He's done 75 seconds. Downhill now. Last 15. All in, come on. Let's do it. All the way. Last 5. And hold it there. Oh, well done. 2 minutes. Good, hard effort. Oh, and I got to the bottom of my hill. Perfectly timed. Like it was designed that way. It wasn't. Oh, I'm going to take a little stroll up the hill the other side. across the stream. Whew. Have a stare at your shoes, do what you need to do to recover, and then we'll get ourselves to the stretch zone. Morning. Okay, we're into the stretch zone. Little stroll up the hill. Oh, they're having a good time. Okay, the usual stuff. Into our calves. Straight back leg, pushing into the tree, back leg's behind us, pushing our calf back away from us, stretching the calf at the top, and switch sides. And then we're going into quads, so heel. Pick your heel up to your bum, knees together, hips forwards. Good chat those boys are having. They love a chat. The one thing I've noticed about living in Essex, people love talking. Good, then switch sides. They love to talk. It's good though. Sounds critical. I think it's nice. Makes me laugh, at least. Okay, into hamstrings. One foot in front of the other. Front leg is straight. Bend yourself over the front knee. And switch legs. And into glutes, so right ankle over left knee. Ooh, my legs are covered in mud. And down into a squat position. And switch legs. Same on the other side. And final one, our favourite, hips. Kneeling position. Get your weight forwards so you're knee on the front leg is going over the tips of the toes on the front foot. Stretch out those tight hips and switch. Sun's bursting through now. Good. And we will hold it there. Well done. Great workout. I've got a good old sweat on for a November morning. Hope you enjoyed the session, and I'll be looking forward to having you back again soon for some more. Take care.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.